Hey, what is up, everybody on the audio that might be listening to the channel or audio file or whatnot? Me and my wife just got back from the vet. Say hello, Crystal. Be a nice wife and say hello.
Hello.
And so we took, because I know I got a message, people saying, you know, update us on the audio, how Sarah's vet went. It went good. Just going to work on cutting her weight back a little bit from where I do a lot of work in the office. And, you know, especially in the winter, not able to walk her. But she's not, like, overweight, massive overweight. But they're going to, we're going to cut that back a while. And then in 3 months, if that's not changed anything, we're going to look into possibly getting her a thyroid test done. So let's all just hope and pray that that doesn't even have to be. I don't think that's going to be the situation. I think it's from where it's winter. From where I work in the office a lot and all that good stuff. But other than that, we are in the vehicle right now. And I wonder if my wife would let me drive, you know, even though I'm, you know, 80% blind. Can I drive?
Nah.
Okay, that's
nah.
That's apparently a nah. She, I mean, nah. Like, I was thinking I could, like, you know, put my dog outside of the car and hold on to the harness. And maybe the dog could tell me when I need to go left or right or stop or the light's red or green or... No, I'm kidding. So that's pretty much the deal. We're just riding behind some slow people. Don't you hate, like, when you get behind cars that they poke along? You know, they drive like they've never drove in their life, so they'll do, like, 20 and a 50. It's like, hey, you know... Let us pull a Dale Earnhardt on you. Those of you know who Dale Earnhardt is. He was quite the intimidator. Push you out of the way, but I guess that would cause problems, wouldn't it?
No, so, I'm not the intimidator.
Or maybe I could just, you know, wait till we get to the light, get out my guide dog, run up there and say, look, if you don't speed up, I'm going to have a dog bite your foot off and you won't be able to drive at all.
I'm not the intimidator. And I'm
so, you know, that's the deal of it. What is he?
I'll pass him up.
Oh.
I'll speed on right on past them. I do not like driving 5 miles an hour.
I don't really mind how you drive as long as you drive safe. And you know what the problem is? Do any of you listening have a problem with having a lead foot? Like, I know my wife does. You know, I know that she has a lead foot. Like,
I indeed do.
You know, we'll be doing like 70, and I'll be like, I'll open up my iPhone and look how fast we're going, and she hates that application, by the way. Do you not hate that app where I can watch how fast you're going? Admit it. Do you not hate that app where I can look and see how fast you're going?
I don't like it, but I really don't care because I'm going to do it.
So anyways, you know, we'll be in a 50 and I'll open my app and I'll be like, how fast we're going? She's like, I'm going to speed limit, honey. And I'll look at the thing and it says... current speed, 73, 74, because it gives you pretty much the approximate speed you're doing. So I'm like, okay, you need to slow down. You know, I want to make it back home. I don't want to be like right now talking to you guys on audio boom and be my last talk ever because we crashed into somebody doing 70 and a 50. You know what I mean? So, anyways, good talking to you guys, and be looking for more audio files to come up later today. Going to be doing an audio file on building a business while having a life. And those of you that have heard it, even Crystal can tell you the change that it's made in my life. And real quick, and it has nothing to do with my business, but I just want people to know what to look for if they want to listen to this file. How do you see attitude wise and as in my emotional wise and lifting up wise, how do you see it's changed my life? Not even counting the money.
Not counting money has made a huge change because you're not emotionally, what's the word I'm looking for? Emotionally saddened by not having work or having anything to do.
And you know, still
besides family things.
And still tell you that I've done a lot of not networking, but I've done a lot of work I'm trying to do on the internet, and I am proud of myself because even she will admit, or even you've met Andy on one of my audio booths. If you didn't listen to it, you need to look at the audio booths, the The Blind Can Succeed, I believe is the title, or something, one of those. But they know that I've never given up, and I never will. I never will. If for some reason, which I know it won't, 100% in my heart, that this business did not work, because I'm making bukus of money, like, right now, if I wanted to, we could do whatever we want, you know. We could really, right now, get up and go, but I'm building my business to make sure that I can do more things for the team that comes in and works with me. So, I mean, right now, if I wanted to, I could go and book a flight and go to Costa Rica and meet the main people. I mean, I could afford that flight right now. I could do it. But I'm looking at it with the big picture, and I'm taking care of the business and getting it completely stable before I do anything of any joys of my own, other than the joy and the pleasure of, you know, running the business, and I enjoy it so much. But anyways, that's another file, and I'll update that later. So look for How to Build a Business While Having a Better Life Part 6 coming up later shortly. Probably when I get home, I'll get in the office and get some stuff started. But anyway,
you do more than just do the networking. You do web paging, servers.
Yeah, and here's
all kinds of things.
And the thing is, and maybe I can get an office talk about that, because I don't want to, you know, bring you into the personal audio boo, but you don't got to do web paging, and you don't got to do servers with the team when you get involved, because that's all set up for you. The stuff I do is extras that benefits everybody that's on my team. But anyways, another topic for building a business while having a life, or building a better business while having a life, either way. Anyways, I'll let Crystal say bye. Go ahead and say bye.
Bye, folks.
I would let my dog say bye, but I just can't get her to understand English. She always just barks. All right, you guys take care. Love you guys. And be sure to, just for personal, go check out my website and click on the like button for me. Will you click on the like us on Facebook? That would help us out a whole lot. And share the link with your friends. It's www.a, N as in Nancy, D as in Delta, eMarketing. So aandemarketing.com. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.